in facing adversity, danger, or temptation courageously. With fortitude. I also would say, also known as when the tough get going, when the going gets tough, let the tough get going. Mental and emotional strength in facing adversity, danger, or temptation, facing it courageously, also known as staying to be counted in the dark hours and days. And there's this verse or poem that's been quoted a lot of by Maya Angelou, I think it is. It's called "Rise, Rise, Rise." I arise, I arise. Get up, get back up again. Have an unwavering self-belief to get back up again. He in whom you trust is faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fortitude to get back up again. When the going gets tough, to keep going. To stay counted. Mental and emotional strength in facing adversity, danger, or temptation courageously. Fortitude is not to do with easy times or times of pressure. Fortitude is that time where you need to get up and be counted. Against this backdrop, we have this scripture, which is in Micah 7:8. Micah 7:8. For us as Christians, if you look in the Bible, I don't think there's many words that actually is called fortitude, but we can piece it all together. It's called courage in enduring. Micah 7:8. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. I shall get back up again. That mental state of mind, that unwavering belief, based on faith, that no matter what happens, regardless of what is happening, your faith remains positive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fortitude to get back up again. The Chambers Dictionary defines fortitude as uncomplaining courage in pain or misfortune. Uncomplaining. No moaning. We are not moaning about it. And there's courage. In pain, in misfortune, there is courage. Fortitude. To get back on. To keep going. And I believe that one or two of us, or all of us, in some circumstances, past or present, we'll be able to apply this word. But in our lives, fortitude is essential because we've not been promised a bed of roses. So how do we go through? The Lord just said, when I come again, will there be faith left? He asked the question because he knows there's going to be very trying times. And fortitude, this courage, this uncomplaining courage, is what will take us through. Fortitude is a quality, or it builds your character. It's a quality that enables individuals, you and I, to confront challenges. It enables us to keep on going, to persevere through difficult times. And I want to encourage you to embrace this virtue, to persevere in difficult times, to maintain strength of character despite hardships. Fortitude is enduring. It's lasting. It speaks of a long time of standing. And not just standing, but standing firm. with courage. Fortitude does not complain, does not moan. It finds the way. Hallelujah. It finds the way. Fortitude is faith that never gives up. And I pray that we'll all have this fortitude as one of our virtues. That which we believe for, that which God has told us, that which we expect of God, we will not give up. We will stand. We will stand. And even if we fall, we will rise again. Because we know that God is there to complete that which is started. People with fortitude, they never surrender to defeat. They never despair. They don't give up. Instead, we draw upon that inner strength. Hallelujah. That faith in Christ that says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You draw on there, you renew that determination to confront these challenges head on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is our faith that works. Fortitude. Hope somebody is hearing my word today in a way that only God can say to you. In a way that will bless you. In a way that will deposit in you maybe to develop character for tomorrow. Fortitude allows us to endure difficulties. And we endure them, then we emerge or we come out of them stronger. Hallelujah. We come out stronger. Because we will have gained experiences from that. From the time of going through it, we get experiences. And so we come out stronger. And also we have testimonies which will also encourage other people. It builds character. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 6. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, right now you're going through some testing, some trials. This is to test the genuineness of your faith. So no matter what happens, let fortitude arise in you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. Even though gold is tested by fire, this your faith is being tested now by faith, by the trials you're going through. Fortitude requires you to have mental and emotional strength. Mental and emotional strength. When we have fortitude, we become able to show both this mental and emotional strength when going through difficult times or situations or circumstances. Mental strength and emotional strength. The mental strength comes from the knowledge of God, brothers and sisters. Comes from knowledge of God. Our mental strength is not based on what we read or what it's not based on what we heard. It's based on the knowledge of God. And that comes from reading His Word, fellowshipping with all believers, getting the knowledge of God. Who He is, His words, His promises, that builds up our mental strength. Because it's there. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to to my path. His word becomes a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So whatever we're going through, whatever we have to go through, we have this knowledge. It gives us mental strength because we know the word is there in our head, is there in our minds. Then it becomes lamp for our feet and light to our path because it's in us. It becomes quick. It becomes active in us. It becomes sharper than a two-edged sword in us to enable us to stand in times of adversity, to give us that fortitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Peter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Peter writes, Beloved, 1 Peter 4:12, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. Knowledge of who we are, our God, who he is, what he has promised, gives us mental strength. Gives us mental strength. Mental strength. From the knowledge of God, who he is, his word, his promises. That is how the mental strength, the mind, becomes there. And it's also like the mental fortitude is to have this unwavering self-belief towards that one true goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you develop mental strength, mental fortitude, it's no longer simply strength in terms of adversity. But I tell you something, it grows. It grows. That mental strength grows. It increases. It increases beyond just enduring it. You're no longer just enduring you're no longer just enduring the adversity you're going through. You embrace it. You embrace the adversity. And you use the adversity to drive you towards the goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You embrace it. You use it as a tool to drive you towards your goal. Then we also have emotional strength, mental strength, emotional strength. The emotional strength comes from the Holy Spirit living inside of you. This message I'd like to share with you is my own personal message, which I've meditated on. Where does mental, emotional strength come from in terms of mental fortitude, emotional fortitude? I have no other answer. That is the Holy Spirit living inside of you that gives you emotional strength. Your emotions, the Holy Spirit is with you. He governs it. He gives you that emotional strength. So the emotional strength from the Holy Spirit living inside of you comes from the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Isaiah 30, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, wrote this. Isaiah 30, verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore. But your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. The Holy Spirit living inside of you becomes an emotional fortitude. Emotional fortitude. Your mind is fortified because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. Even though it's the Lord who has allowed adversity to come, even if it's the Lord who has allowed affliction, yet your teacher, who, the Holy Spirit, will say to you, look, this is the way, walk in it. The Holy Spirit will tell you where to turn right and when to turn left. And you know, a problem shared is a problem aired. You know you are not alone. You will know that you have in you that He who created the whole world and who has got it in His hands. Amen?
Amen.
And that will give you emotional fortitude.
Amen.
Emotional strength. Adversity is disaster, misfortune, any misery, difficult times, times of stress, times of distress, unfortunate incidents. These are all part of adversity. But guess what? With fortitude, they help to develop character. Because fortitude comes to work when there is adversity. So the adversity, like I said, you embrace it and you use it. You use it, turn it around, use it to your advantage. It helps to build your character. So when we go through these adverse times or events, and we do not waver, we do not complain, even though we might complain for a while, but we quickly get up. Because if we fall, we get up. It develops a character. It helps to build character. That adversity creates an environment whereby the fortitude, which is what drives you through it, that makes you keep on going, to carry on. It binds the will and the mind. Your will and mind becomes connected to good of reasoning. It becomes connected and becomes good by reasoning in the midst of adversity. You reason with faith. So your mind and your will become tools in the midst of the adversity. Because of your faith, it helps you through. It develops you. You become equipped even more to be able to go on. You renew your mind to fight the good fight of faith. You wouldn't have been able to do all this if you were not going through adversity. That is why fortitude happens when you're going through adverse times, when you're going through disaster, misfortune, bad things, hard times. That is when fortitude comes out. Helps your mind and your will to be connected to good reasoning, to the good of reasoning by faith. Because yes, you will still reason. Your will and your mind play. The Holy Spirit is there. Then you reason and hold it, because that's when you then be able to stand, knowing that, oh, this is this, so I'm going to be this. Because the Lord says so, so this is how it's going to be. Because regardless of what I'm looking at, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. So you stand. You stand. And your mind and your will together with the good reason that, yeah, because Jesus died on the cross, that's the reason he was beaten. That's the reason he took all those stripes, is so that healing becomes available to you. Then you stand. You stand. If your circumstances is changing and things are not working out the way you want them to work out, and you know that what you are doing is what the Lord has told you to do, then you stand. Your mind, your will, the Holy Spirit that is in you, and with the good of reasoning, that yes, this is what the Lord told me to do, and I've been compliant. Well, you then reason that, look, if He said it, it's going to be like that. Then you stand. You reason with faith that if He said it, it's going to be like that. So you stand. You renew your mind to fight the good fight of faith. We renew our minds to fight the good fight of faith. When we are believing and believing and believing, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening. What do? We don't give up. We don't give up. When the Lord Jesus went almost 2,000 years ago, what do you think? Nobody thought He'd still be gone, but is He not coming back? He is still coming back. Why? Because our mind, and we've got the Holy Spirit in us, who is reminding us that He promised and He will not fail. So we come to reason that, yeah, regardless, He is coming back. So you hold on to it. We renew our minds. We fight that good fight of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's danger everywhere. And when there is danger, fortitude comes to play. Because with fortitude, we carry on believing regardless of setbacks. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death because He is with us. He is with us. Isaiah 50 verse 10. Isaiah 50 verse 10. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of His servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God. How do you do that? That there is it. That is in your mind. You keep that word is in you, and you believe it, reason it, hold on to it, even in danger, and that's fortitude will carry you through. Will help you to continue believing. Keep on believing. And Scripture says to us here that even when there is no light, let him who walks in darkness and has no light. This is dark. You have no light. What do? It says here, carry on. Trust in the name of the Lord and rely on your God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Fortitude also comes to play when we are tempted. In temptation, when we have to resist the evil one. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will run away from you. The active word there is resist, isn't it? Resist. Resist. So this thing is hurting you. This thing is beating you. The pain is there. The conditions are not changing. Bible says resist. Resist. Don't give in. Don't give in to it. Don't give in to it. You have to be able to resist. Remember the word that you need to apply in that situation. Believe you can see. Believe it and you can see, and you believe that you can overcome the temptation. Believe the word. See the word. And let that word help you to overcome that temptation. Even the sin that easily entangles you. Scripture talks about that sin, the sin that easily besets us. Even that, when you resist, it will go. That resisting is what builds fortitude. 1 Corinthians 10:13 is a word to hold on to help you to build up your fortitude. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you to be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Are you beginning to think that, oh, I cannot endure this? Remember the word. The word says God will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. Let that word come into your mind. Let the Holy Spirit give you the emotional strength to know that God has said that He will not let any temptation come near me that I will not be able to endure it. Use that with good reason to stand. Use it to stand. Use it to stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Emotionally use it to stand. Mentally use it to use the word to stand. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Strength, courage, fortitude encompasses strength and courage. Physical strength, moral courage. Physical courage, moral courage. I don't know what physical courage is, but I know about moral courage and mental courage. Physical courage, that's maybe like physically going into against something that you know you cannot do. Maybe you have to like in the lion's den, going there when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. I suppose that's a bit of physical courage there, but more than that is strength and courage. And this physical and moral courage is a trait. It's important for our personal growth, for our success, for us to be able to stay strong. See, fortitude involves its moral courage. It's there in your head, but it's also in your emotions. Then it transfers to your morals. It is the strength that opposes principles and values. What are your principles? What are your values? Your faith. What are your principles? What are your values? Even in the face of opposition or criticism, you must hold on to your principles and your values. You must have the moral courage. The courage to hold on to what you believe in. And individuals who have moral courage, they demonstrate integrity, honesty, commitment to doing what is right, regardless of the circumstances, even beyond their natural capacity. How? Through the Word, through the Holy Spirit that lives in you, through the Word that is in you, through Christ who lives in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to close with this scripture from James, chapter 1, James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.